stop foreclosure.
A story breaks that has 60,000 babies being born each year in the state of Texas to illegals. What does that mean for this push to get rid of the 14th Amendment? In the meantime, Iran's Ahmadinejad is now spewing some more hate, saying that the 9/11 death toll was highly exaggerated. And Gitmo is gearing up for its first trial under our current president. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Water cooler buzz, baby. That's what we're talking about. And there are a lot of things that are getting under our skin here across America. You can feel the anger rising from all corners, from the left to the right, and all those places in between, I'm telling you. I can feel it like I've never felt it before. Trust me, we will lighten the load here on this show, too. We got sports shorts at the tail end of this hour. But until then, let's dive right into it. And it includes what I just mentioned, the fact that this is a pretty big number when you're talking about a state that borders on Mexico. Now, keep in mind, when you use the term illegal immigrants, it's not all from Mexico. It's just that the big bulk does come from Mexico, particularly when you're talking about Texas. But the Dallas Morning News, the paper of record, certainly one of the big ones in the state of Texas and in the city of Dallas, says that about 1.5 million illegal immigrants are dropping 60,000 kids each year. They're adding them to the households. So what this paper was pushing, or I guess suggesting, the best way to put it, is that this press to come up with changes to the 14th Amendment, to rip it up and change it around, whatever, and the idea that you would automatically get citizenship for just being born, even though you're born to people who are not American citizens in this country, is something that is a big concern to the people of Texas, particularly people who are feeling it. You know, it's all about, I say this all the time, it's all what's in front of our faces. It's so easy to say, well, that's just a bunch of baloney, I don't care. I'm in Vermont, or I'm in Illinois, or I'm in California. Well, California might be a bad example. I'm in North Dakota, some other place where, yeah, we have people who are working here. There's great, nice people, salt of the earth. They're working for less than what Americans would take to do some of these jobs, and they're good folks, and we don't understand the blowback on it. But you talk to people at a place like one of the biggest hospitals in this country for trauma, especially Parkland Hospital, and they deliver most of those babies in the state, a huge number of them, like 74%, and they're fuming. They're fuming because they're not getting the cash for that. And that has some merit. There is some teeth in this one, at least in Texas. I think in some of the other border states it would say the same thing. That was the deal with Arizona, and that's why the governor there is getting favorable reviews by lots of people in the state of Arizona, even though there are some that are enraged. There are enough people that are backing her up, because we talk about this being midterm elections coming up, and you have 37 gubernatorial spots up for grabs. You have all the House seats and 37 Senate seats. So it is about the issues. It is about what the people are saying. When I say the people that you elected to represent you. In Texas, that definitely rings true, because there are all kinds of concerns about now the births generating an incredible, explosive election issue. And a lot of the Democrats think that this is unfair and this is dirty politics and dirty pool. Well, it is what it is, and it's the timing of it getting released. And when you are a Republican strategist, just like a Democratic strategist, you're looking for your leg up. And this is a leg up, but it is what is really happening. You can't deny the numbers. They're there. They've been talked about before, but it's just being flushed out more. And at a time when a lot of Democrats would like to see it probably mothballed, I would bet. So the 14th Amendment, the way it's written, what it means, and what did the original founding fathers have in mind with the 14th Amendment? Well, scrap that, because we're talking about hundreds of years ago, right? Now you deal with what's going on today, and do you come up with another version? Do you come up with something different? How about state to state? In Texas, they're talking about just forbidding it in the state, but then you come up with the same thing. What they could do in Texas is not issue the birth certificates to the children of the illegal immigrants, and that has been a conversation that's been kicked around. But this would just press that further up the chain. Already, illegal immigration is going to go flying up the pipeline because of what's happened in Arizona. So then the question becomes, is this 14th Amendment a lot of bluster with no mustard attached to it? And coming back to the whole election issue and raising it at a time when I would do the same thing. Absolutely. If I was a Republican strategist, I would take what I see as an opportunity that absolutely is happening, and I would use it. Absolutely. I would run with this. There's no question about it. But will there be enough behind this to really, really make something happen? Will enough people back this, in other words? I don't think on the national level they will. On the local level, might happen, but then it probably gets struck down. And I'll say this again, just a tiny little history lesson. The 14th Amendment, adopted when? 1868. What was the idea? It was because that it was a way to stop state laws that prevented slaves, former slaves, from becoming citizens. It pretty much overturned the Dred Scott decision, where the U.S. Supreme Court declared that slaves were property and couldn't become citizens. That's how that came about. So there was a very broad, let's say, definition of citizenship, and it was just this one sentence. It's a sentence we all know. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. What happens if we alter the interpretation of it, of what we see on and what I just read to you on paper? What happens then? And then those who would defend it say, look, these kids didn't do a darn thing. They're innocents. They didn't break any laws. What about their rights? What do they do? It's a good question, my friends. What do you think? Is it too harsh? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Coming up on the flip side, have you heard about the inmates who escaped that Arizona prison? Apparently a woman threw some wire cutters to them. How does she get close enough? She's getting some wire cutters to them. But she did. She got the wire cutters to them. They were able to cut a hole in the fence, and they escaped. A couple now, looks like they've been murdered as they were burned in their RV in New Mexico or in Colorado. And now the people who escaped, the murderers, because that's what they were convicted of, apparently are at a state park. Wait till you find out more on that. Stay with us.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say that you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Song to follow what we were just talking about as far as the 14th Amendment's concerned and whether or not it should be changed and how you feel about the birthright, the naturalized citizenship when somebody has a baby in this country who's here illegally. I mean, you know why it's a hot potato. Of course it's a hot potato because of what's happened. Particularly, and I don't want to keep saying this, but particularly in the border states, because that seems to be the worst, California, Texas, New Mexico a little bit, Arizona probably even more because of the open areas and so many people that come into the country under the wire fleeing in that direction as it's easier in one sense to get in and get under the radar. But what about the kids? What about their rights? You know, I mean, there's a lot of different aspects of it. The bottom line is the immigration issue in this country, the illegal immigration issue, has to be addressed head on, period. End of story. And all the conversation has to stop and something definitively has to happen because if we want checks and balances and we are a free nation, you know, it's that Lady Liberty in the harbor. It's why we love living in this country. It's why capitalism flourishes and ideas and free thought. We don't want that to go away. That's why we fight so passionately for our rights. That's why we fight to have our right to privacy and how much that's been altered in the wake of 9/11. Now, the issue along the border is such a loaded one, but it doesn't matter. We have to have people who aren't afraid to just hit this thing head on. The border has to be secured. It's just like now you've got the Border Patrol agents, the 1,200 Border Patrol agents who are down on the border, but yet they're there for what, show? Because they're not there to really help. I mean, not the Border Patrol agents, the National Guard. The 1,200 National Guardsmen who have been dispatched along the border after all the pleas from New Mexico and from Arizona are not helping the Border Patrol agents in the capture of with that cat and mouse game of the people who are coming in illegally. So what's the purpose? What's the sense? That supposedly was supposed to be the main thrust behind deploying the National Guard in that direction. So it's ridiculous. A force of show for what? You don't need a force of show or just some extra eyeballs. You need eyeballs that can actually do something, right? All right, I said I was going to tell you about this crazy story that boggles my mind with these escapees. Just, you know, they, where there's a will, there's a way. I guess you have all that time in prison, you can find a way to outsmart sometimes the people who are holding you there. And so in Arizona, that's exactly what happened. They escaped. Two guys escaped from a private Arizona prison, actually three, but one was caught. So you got two guys left. And the two guys and their accomplice are supposed to be, they think, in Yellowstone National Park. You know how big Yellowstone is. One of the inmates was actually linked to a homicide in New Mexico. So now they're pushing to get these people because they know, what do they have to lose? They, at all costs, they want to stay out of prison because they're done. They probably were done in prison as all of them had some sort of murder conviction on their record. But the past couple of days, it's looking like they're hiding in a vast area between Montana and Wyoming. And they may have actually separated. It's kind of like a bad movie. It's going to be a bad movie if they don't get to these guys soon. In fact, they've even advised the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that the suspects might actually try to cross the border. That makes sense. And get into Canada to get away and go as far north as possible. Right, here's Peter Olson talking about the situation with these Arizona inmates.
Clearly they're on the run, and clearly they're very dangerous, and that they're going to do anything it takes to stay out of prison. We were able to develop some evidence yesterday afternoon that does link these people to the crime scene and to what we believe are the bodies of Linda and Gary Haas. It is true, it's been a long time since we discovered the vehicle, and they could be anywhere. They could be in New Mexico. They could be in our neighboring states.
All right, sad deal there. He's with the New Mexico State Police Department, and it's a double homicide that he's talking about because they found the burned skeletal remains of the two people he just mentioned, the husband and wife, 61 years old, from Oklahoma. They were found in a charred camper on a remote ranch in Santa Rosa. The pickup was found about 100 miles west in Albuquerque. They ran across these guys, and unfortunately for them, that's what happened. What's odd is that when they first got out of the perimeter fence from this prison, they were able to get into or kidnap at gunpoint two truck drivers. So they had this big rig, which is perfect, to haul them away, but they didn't do anything to the drivers. They didn't shoot them in the head, kill them, any of that stuff. They just stopped at a Interstate 40 in Flagstaff, and then just fled from there. So one of them was actually caught in Colorado. Like I said before, the two other guys are loose, and then the accomplice is on the run with them too. Because hey, she knows she's done for now, because she's part of helping to get them out. So that's it for her. They catch her, they're hauling her in too. They've even gone so far as to put a bunch of billboards up, putting the three of them out there, just anything to get their face out so that somebody might see them. I think it was smart to let the mounted police know where they were headed. That's probably what they'll try to do, just push it as far north as possible. It makes a lot of sense if you think about it. Just keep pushing onward to get out of the country, and even though they're on alert, maybe they can disappear a lot easier versus where their face would be seen even more here in the United States. But either way, the longer they're out, the more of a chance they can find a way to stay on the lam. They know that. So if they're in Yellowstone, I'm sure they have everybody and anybody, and that's what it sounded like, trying to get their hands on these people before something else disastrous happens. Speaking of disastrous, I didn't mention this. You know, we always talk about Mother Nature on this show. I have this fascination with weather, as I know probably many of you do. What's the first thing you look at? If you do the old school thing, do you look at the weather on the back of the paper? Because it's always there. Do you Google the Weather Channel? Do you watch the Weather Channel? I think weather is, like, got to be tops now. For some people, and for me, I was one of those people, it'd be news and sports, but weather's up there. Sadly, 7 tornadoes touched down on Saturday in southeast North Dakota and western Minnesota. I was watching some of the pictures. Somebody got some video. It looked like a crazy image of it. I mean, debris was flying all over the place. That's what happens. But it was about what they're saying in Grand Forks is they thought the tornado was like an EF3, and that means the winds were 136 to 165 miles per hour. That's crazy. I mean, that's beating the band there. And it just went over a beet field and pulled the sugar beets out of the ground. You just saw flying sugar beets in the air. And then a bunch of farm buildings just picked up. A pickup truck was thrown half a mile off of its spot where it was parked into a field somewhere. I mean, that shows you just how brutal these tornadoes can be. And it was on the ground for 19 miles and had an incredible wind speed. So luckily, nobody was killed in this one. Nobody was home, I guess, on this one farm. If they had been, it would have been pure luck if they were able to survive that. But as far as I know, and all the checks of everything, they say that nobody was hurt. It was luckily in some areas where the farms, the people weren't in the farms at the time. Whew. On the flip side, we can count.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. As an avid outdoorsman doing professional photography in some of the most remote regions of the American Southwest, I swear by the Gusset Clothing Company. Diamond Gusset jeans are the jeans I've been looking for years. The unique Gusset design, a technological breakthrough, was inspired by the needs of martial arts masters for more freedom of movement in their workouts. Diamond Gusset jeans are the most rugged, durable, flexible, and comfortable on planet Earth. Timeless style and good looks with rugged, superior quality made in USA cotton, superior weaving techniques, more stitches per inch, and higher quality standards go into every jean the Gusset Clothing Company makes before they proudly put on the label Made in USA. Buy American at GussetClothing.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T clothing.com. When you buy Gusset Clothing, put the word crash in the coupon code to receive free shipping.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Shopping we can count. Check this out. If you go to Orlando, taking the grandkids, taking the kids, taking the nieces, taking the nephews, whoever, next door neighbor. Visitors to Walt Disney World will have to dig a lot deeper into their pockets to get into the park. Check this out. $82 for a one-day adult pass. So how much they're raising it, it's a 3.8% increase. I don't know, something about the number 82. Not that, it's really a couple dollars more. 79 already is pretty brutal, but 82 bucks, oh. And see, here's the thing about this where they really get you. Anybody who's ever been to one of these parks, now, whether it's Universal or Disney or wherever, they don't want you to, but they offer a fast track pass, which means if you don't get that pass and you're on one of the a crowded, horrible day at Disney World, then you're going to wait maybe hours in line to get on some of the primo rides, whatever the new roller coasters are, or the Harry Potter deal that just opened there. It'll take you forever to get to see Harry Potter. So if you're ponying up $82, then it's like another $25 or whatever it is. Or actually, they're saying, I think it's more than that. They say it's 54 bucks. They call it a park hopper pass. And then you get a regular ticket. You get into a bunch of the theme parks at Disney World in one day. But that's on top of everything else. And then the fast pass. I mean, really, there's not going to be, you're going to have to save up forever to take people to Disney World. That's crazy. $82. Matt, when you were a kid, did you ever go to Disney World or Disneyland?
I've been to both.
And I've been to both, too. Do you remember it being that, even for you, it couldn't have been that outrageous. Maybe it was $50.
I am not aware of it because I went with the parents who were paying for everything. So I have no
were they
idea.
Complaining?
I don't really remember. It's a magical time. You can't complain.
You have to smile even if it's killing your wallet.
Right.
Doesn't $82 sound like an incredible amount of money? Just think if you had two kids and a wife and you wanted to take them to just yeah, it is. You're still searching for Mrs. Johnson. Keep that in mind. But if you go that route, it would cost you a fortune unless you lived in Florida and got a discount for being a resident.
Yeah, that's I don't know.
That's a lot
like
of money.
A ridiculous amount of money to be spending on. It's because it's just like going to the amusement park pretty much. But I don't know. It's a little more than I think you should be spending on a day of activities.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I think there's more. You could stretch that money so much further versus the one park or versus going to these parks. That just seems like such a lot of money.
It's kind
crazy.
Of obligatory that you have to go, though. You have to go once.
Right. If you have children, they're going to bug you to go. They're going to bug you to go, absolutely. And all kids, it's like McDonald's. They're born innately with this GPS system that says you have to go to McDonald's and you have to go to either Disney World or Disneyland or both.
Right.
So he's right. Take heed, people listening to us. $82. Wow. Now, that's what it would pay to be a resident of California or to be somebody who lives in Florida because you get that deeper discount, one of those passes that you can use, you know, across the board. All right, continuing on with We Can Count, this is kind of an interesting one, and I could have actually saved this for sports shorts, but it's just too good to pass up. Tiger Woods has never been worse for wear, when it comes to a golf course. Terrible at the Bridgestone International. I mean, terrible. He closed with the highest 72 hole score that he has ever had. And it's almost shocking to think of Tiger Woods that far in the basement. But, you know, their fans follow him. He's still the world's number one player, but he has been battered around. He missed the last birdie on the 18th hole. He closed with a 77, and it's the highest score of any tour event he ever played, even as an amateur. For 4 days, the score, 298. The first time he shot over par in all four rounds since the 2003 PGA Championship, and you have to go back to Oak Hill for that. And from what I understand, it was kind of like a sympathy cheer when he finally hit the 18th green. He was, to put it in perspective, he was tied for 78th, the highest finish ever of his career. Wow. And, I mean, that tells you something right there. I think this has been more than a rough time for Tiger Woods, although I don't really care. I shed no tears for this guy. He was a phenomenal golfer and probably will still go down as one of the best of all time. But it does make you wonder a little bit when people talk about, is this kind of the end of the bread and butter years for this guy, and has what's happened in his personal life taken such a chunk out of him that he can't get it together on the golf course? Now, having said that, I find it hard to believe, looking at all the talent he has on the course and how he's carved them up. All right, speaking of carving it up, it's all about box office cha-ching. And there's a movie out that we previewed. We do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday. So here's the flip side of this. The Other Guys was the movie that was tops at the box office over the weekend. What was the haul? $35.6 million. And it's Will Ferrell. That was his movie. It's one of those buddy cop parodies. And Farrell was the main guy in this, and boy, I'll tell you, it's like anything he touches now seems to just turn to gold. He has that, you think of his, like, Talladega Nights, if you saw that. He did a movie that I think was probably brutal. I didn't see it, called Step Brothers, but that still came in pretty big. He did Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and he really cut his teeth on Saturday Night Live, but that's pretty chunky. The distributors of the film thought it would make about $30 million, and then to get that extra kick was pretty good, I think, for him, and bodes well for future movies. I like this guy. I think some of his movies are pretty funny. Mark Wahlberg was the other buddy in that, too, by the way. He just got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I think. So the other guys, 35.6, Inception, that's that dream movie, 18.6, but that's been out for a couple of weeks. And then you go further down the list, and you have Despicable Me, and Cats and Dogs, and Toy Story 3, but they're all making pretty big buck. They're further down because they've been out for a while. Otherwise, they'd probably be further up the food chain when it comes to the movies than the cop buddy movie. It seems like animation in the summer just rules, and 3D anymore it has to be 3D. So Despicable Me was a 3D movie, and there's more of those animated films are going in that direction. I wonder if at one point everything will just be, unless it's a movie that there's just no way they can do it, everything will just go into 3D mode. 3D! And the murder is right in your face. You know, like you get a slasher film, it's right there in your face. That could be a little freaky. Like I've seen advertisements for this Piranha movie, and you see it kind of pops out at you, so I wonder if how that would be in 3D. I don't know. Here's a staggering number on a more serious side for you, but, you know, this number's ridiculous. No matter when I come on the air, if we want to talk about the deficit or we want to talk about where we are, it's going to be a crazy number. The U.S. economic recovery has lost so much crazy momentum that at this point, heading into the weekend, the Federal Reserve reportedly is saying that they're going to be forced to return to unconventional monetary easing, which could result in a $1 trillion emergency rescue, and that could happen this week. Goldman Sachs, who also cut their forecasts for economic growth in 2011, say that what it could involve means more asset purchases like treasuries, or what they call ironclad commitment to low short-term policy rates, whatever it is that they have to do, but that points to how deep into this thing we are. And Goldman expects that the Fed is going to announce they're going to reinvest money from the paydown of the crazy mortgage-backed securities in the bond market at next week's policy meeting. Now, what's interesting to note, and we'll keep an eye on this, is that the Federal Reserve's Open Markets Committee actually meets on Tuesday. And the chairman of the Federal Reserve, as you know, has said that the U.S. Central Bank could take steps to do whatever they had to do to ease the policy if the recovery keeps faltering, because they're concerned about that U.S. economic growth. And I know I'm throwing all these blathering numbers at you, but it means something. The growth slowed at 2.4%. That's the annual rate in the second quarter after, and we talked about this number before, after it expanded to 3.7, that was the pace in the first 3 months of the year. So it was looking differently. It looked different than it does now. And there will we see a gradual pickup by the end of the year? Well, if the GDP averages 1.9% in 2011 compared with the forecast of 2.5, ooh, you'd start to do the numbers and fewer people being added to payrolls. I think it's just going to get worse instead of better. Ooh. Coming up, we got sports shorts. Stay with us.
Yeah. If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You can feel football in the air. Man, we are so close, and I'm psyched about the football season. I don't know about any of you. For as much as we are tossing around about the politics that infuriate us and the possible changes in the next 85 days because of some brutal politicians and some lack of action in Washington, we're not going to be lacking action when it comes to the NFL this year. There's some great storylines. So really, in a way, this kind of ushers things in. And what I'm talking about is the Bengals and the Cowboys. Did anybody at all pay attention to what happened in this game? I'm going to say probably not. Maybe you did. I don't know. There's something about getting the juices flowing and getting excited for the season. But Dallas beat Cincinnati 16-7. It's a who cares game because you didn't have, you know, nothing's on the line here. The game doesn't go into the books as one of the regular season games. And it was a sloppy one to boot. And I mean, that's the best way to describe it. I'm sure all the sports writers are saying or using adjectives like that. I mean, what can you tell from that kind of a game? There is something about playing, however, in the what they call the Hall of Fame game, and that's what it was. And you know, you saw the familiar Cowboys and the familiar familiar Bengals, I guess, and the offensive studs who entered the Hall of Fame the day before couldn't have been impressed with what they saw. I guess that's the good way to put it. And you know, hey, the T.O. storyline was there because you have T.O. and Chad Ochocinco actually playing on the same team, which is crazy. The Cowboys are hoping, the Super Bowl is in their home stadium, they're hoping that they're going to be there when it comes Super Bowl time. Who knows if they will or not, but they're hoping for that. So it made for some interesting stories, to be sure. And Emmitt Smith, it was a big weekend for him. It was a big weekend for a couple of Cowboys, actually. Did you have a chance to see any of that, Matt? You're a big fan of the great game of football, too. Did you check any of that out, or you just watched the highlights or lowlights?
I probably watched 3 or 4 minutes of it, and I haven't seen any highlights.
Yeah, they're mostly lowlights. So I kind of felt the same way, actually. And probably part of the reason for that is that baseball is really clicking on all cylinders at this point, because now it's make or break it for some teams as to whether or not they're going to get into the postseason. And speaking of make or break it, Derek Jeter broke Babe Ruth's hits record. The Yanks just blasted the Bo Sox, and it's interesting on Jeter. I'm not a fan, Dave in Kentucky, of the Yankees whatsoever, but if I was going to pick a Yankee who I liked, I would say it's Derek Jeter. Although I'm hard pressed to say that. But anyway, Derek Jeter was a big moment for him, and the Yankees had a 7-2 win over the Red Sox on Sunday night. So, you know, you've had other highlights too. Alex Rodriguez already snapped his 599, so he's over 600. He was out for a day or two, and he was back in the lineup. And Jeter now broke that tie with the Babe for 39th place on the career hits list. He had an RBI in the second inning, so that gave him 2,874 hits. Boy, that's a lot. He leads a charmed life, a fistful of World Series rings, all kinds of accolades. And the other day in Florida, in a place called Davis Island, which is a stone's throw over the bridge from Tampa, he's having a home built. And I went by that house, and it's incredible. I mean, it's just a mansion on the waterfront. The reason I think he's having it built there is because they spend so much time, and he spends so much of his time at spring training, and Tampa is where the Yankees do their spring baseball. So you should see this thing. There must have been 20 people working on it. Cameras already installed all over the place. You could see them on poles outside of it. And you have decent-sized houses on this island, but nothing, certainly nothing like the mansion that he is building. How about no-hitters? The Jays, Morrow, lost a no-hit bid with two outs in the ninth. All right, my man Matt, I know you were probably watching this because you're into the no-nos. Did you check any of that out? That was big.
I did see a replay of the last inning, so I saw it, and it's, I don't know, that play at the end, he didn't really have a chance at it, so.
He didn't have a chance at it, but it's too bad. It's he could have, boy, he deserved that no-hitter. But, hey, he was devastating his pitches. If you were watching his pitches, they were crazy. He was mixing up all kinds of stuff, and that's what he was plowing through the Rays' batting order. I mean, just incredible. And it looked like he was going to do it. I mean, it was Evan Longoria, his single with two outs in the ninth inning that broke it up. but one hit shutout with 17 strikeouts. I'd say that's pretty good, though. So the crowd was into it. They gave him a standing ovation, and they should have, you know, out of Toronto, they should have done that, but he lost the no-hitter in the ninth inning. Oh, that's brutal. Just a hair's breadth away from history, but to not just not be able to put it over the top, unfortunately. Some other things in the world of sports worth mentioning. You know, like I said, football's key, and I forgot to promo this. We're going to still do our Nail the Score segments, which I know so many of you love. You don't have to know anything about football. It's almost like picking the lottery. We're going to start that in a couple of weeks on Thursday nights. Make sure that you get in early on it because so many people call in that you'll lose your place in line just like that. A lot of the Kentucky guys are into football, and they'll call in. And it's just the game of the week. We pick whatever the game of the week is, and you call in, give us a guess. And if you are correct, you'll win our incredible prize pack that is still waiting for somebody to take home. It's got movie tickets in it, and there's all kinds of certificates for places to eat, and we still got it on the shelf. We would love to give it away to somebody, but we have not been able to do that. So perhaps you're going to be the one that's going to take it away this time. All right, the NBA. Where are we in the NBA? I'm not a big round ball fan anymore. I used to be somebody who watched. Now it's really college hoop that I would pay attention to, particularly when you get closer to the tournament, the big dance. But it just in keeping up with an interesting story from the NBA, the president played hoops with LeBron James and Wade was another one of the players that was there, and it wasn't a fundraiser deal. I think it was more of a morale boost thing more than anything out of Washington. They were calling it Wounded Warriors because Dwayne Wade and LeBron and Carmelo Anthony and a bunch of other NBA All-Stars joined in, and they were pretty much entertaining, I think, the people who have come back from Iraq and mostly Afghanistan and find themselves in a situation where they're rehabbing. I think that's nice. Somebody was taking a chunk out of the president for this and on some show, and I don't think he can say anything. What can you say about that? I mean, look, it was called Wounded Warriors, Troops Injured in Action, and I think that was a good thing. They did it at a gym inside Washington's Fort McNair. It's just a short drive from the White House, and the reporters were shut out of the gym. They had to wait outside. They blocked the media coverage. He said he just wanted to play, so he wasn't going to let anyone watch him play. So no report on whether he stunk up the joint or he was any good against the likes of the three that I mentioned. I would have been a little bit curious about that. If you're curious about anything going on with this show or any of the things that we talk about, please send me an email, americatonight.net.
You have mail, mistress.